Right.
All right.
I can't reach.
On to the next one.
That's
funny. I have a talk later, so.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe actually, there might be a.
Okay, so. After hearing about the Linux kernel, we are now jumping to the other end of the software stack and talk a bit about weather and emergency alerts. You probably remember the flooding in Valencia last year. The flooding in Valencia last year. Similar thing happened in Germany a few years back, where it looks like better alerting might have reduced the number of casualties there, right? So. And at the same time, mobile phones have become the most important alert distribution channel, right? That used to be sirens or media broadcast. Now it's the phones. So especially for the free platforms, we now, of course, have to look at are our users there sufficiently covered as well with regard to alerting. The first thing that comes to mind in that context is cell broadcast. There is ongoing work to bring that to Linux as well, but that's not what we are going to talk about here. I mean, cell broadcast is very useful and very important, but it does have some limitations. For example, it only supports a very small text-only payload. So if you, for example, want to show a map of the affected area, that's a problem. Or if you want to have messages in multiple languages, that's also a problem. And then its push-only broadcast approach means that if you miss the alert for some reason, you have no way to get it back, right? So if you enter the affected area after the fact, you won't know that there's a problem. So there is a few other things that augment cell broadcast. One such approach are regional or national warning apps. Since you have a dedicated app for that, right, you have a lot more flexibility in how you present information. So a map or icons or multiple languages, all of that is not a problem. Those, however, are usually limited to the proprietary platforms only, very often also closed source.